Christ is King. Christ is Lord. Christ is Savior. These are fundamental proclamations of the Christian faith. Our faith wouldn't make any sense if we believed that Christ were still dead in a tomb. Our faith would make no sense if we thought that Jesus Christ was a king equal to the presidents, premiers, prime ministers, kings, and sheikhs of this world. Christianity fundamentally has a claim that is offensive to every other religion on earth because it's exclusive. And yet, we are being told this week, as we enter into Holy Week, as we look forward to Good Friday, the crucifixion of our loving Lord and King, our Messiah of mercy, and then the glorious resurrection on Paschal Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, we're being told that we are being hateful, that we are engaging in hate speech, even that we are using a dog whistle, that we are anti-Semitic, if we say something that Christians have been saying for 2,000 years. It's basic Christianity, and yet we are being labeled as haters, when in reality, that term is a term of loving adoration for Jesus Christ, who saved us from our sins. Me, Taylor Marshall, a filthy sinner, mortal sins, venial sins, stacked up over years, decades, washed away in the divine mercy of the blood and water flowing from his pierced side on the cross. That is my King. I love him. You love him. And I'm not going to listen to anyone, conservative or liberal, say, "You're a hater, Taylor." When you say Christ is King, you're engaging in hate speech, or you're an anti-Semite because you're saying that. Here's the problem. Over the last 50 years, it has become politically incorrect and rude to mention your Christian faith and your beliefs in the public. You are expected to keep your lips zipped when it comes to talking about your Christian faith, your love for Jesus Christ, and the church, and the Bible. When you're at work, when you're in the public space, when you're around other people, when you're engaged in politics, when you're doing TV, when you're doing movies and film, you can say the name Jesus Christ in film only if you blaspheme the name of Jesus and say his name in vain. But if you're going to say it positively with adoration and worship, you're bad, you're excluded, you're canceled. And suddenly Christians are saying Christ is King. By the way, when I initiated my bid for the U.S. presidential race, which I ceased, but it was the Christ the King platform. That's what I named it. Now Christians are discovering if I say this, people are mad at me. There's a whole backlash on social media, Facebook, Twitter especially. If you say Christ is King, you're doing something wrong. This came out especially this week. There's been, of course, a big dust-up. I talked about it the other day. As you know, Candace Owens and Daily Wire have parted ways. And Andrew Klavan at Daily Wire came out with a video, and he says, saying Christ the King can be an anti-Semitic dog whistle. It's against Jews as God's chosen people. And by the way, Andrew is a Christian. He's a convert. But I listened to part, you know, his talk on Daily Wire, and again, it's framing the issue. Instead of just assuming the goodwill of Christians, it's framing the issue and setting things up So no matter what we say, we are bad and we are committing hate speech. And I find that totally unacceptable. If you agree with me, go ahead and like the show. Now's the time to like. Hit the like button on the show. I'm going to share that message here and let's talk about it. Here it is. Hopefully you can hear the sound.
Macron. You know, when I did this, by the way, the priest who baptized me said, you know, Christians won't accept you. You'll still be a Jew. And I said, well, I am. That's my race. I'm a Jew. I'm proud of my race. It's a great race. It's done many, many great things, including write the Bible. And, you know, I am a Jew. But that hasn't happened at all. Christians have welcomed me with open arms, except this Christ the King, anti-Semitic Christ.
That's the thing. Like, first of all, I don't know who this priest is who's saying people aren't going to accept you. Absolutely false. As a matter of fact, my experience is when Catholics in particular, and Protestants especially if they're dispensationalists, they meet someone who is ethnically Jewish, who becomes Catholic and becomes baptized, becomes a Christian, they're enthusiastic. They love it. It's not at all that. And that's, Andrew says, that's been his experience. He says, except for the Christ the King. Listen to this part here. This is what kind of boggles my mind.
It's a great race. It's done many, many great things, including write the Bible. And, you know, I am a Jew, but that hasn't happened at all. Christians have welcomed me with open arms, except this Christ the King anti-Semitic crowd. Christ is the King.
Christ the King anti-Semitic crowd? Is that a group?
And one day every knee will bow and recognize it, because he's not just my king, he's king of the universe. But when you use that phrase to mean that God has abandoned his chosen people, the Jews, through whom he came into this world incarnate, and that he's broken his promises, his covenant with the Jews, you are quoting scripture like Satan does in the Bible. You are quoting scripture to your purposes.
I'm going to pause here, and we're going to do a little theology. There might be people out there who believe that God abandoned the Jews, or that God broke his covenant with the people of Israel. I'm not one of those people. Catholics are not that people. We believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ and the new covenant in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church is the fulfillment of everything in the Old Testament. But the brokenness of the covenant, which happens with Moses, remember, he comes down with the tables of the covenant, and the people are worshiping the golden calf, and he throws them down broken. The covenant's broken. Broken by God? No, broken by the people disobeying God, worshiping the golden calf. And on, read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, all the minor prophets. What are all the minor prophets talking about? They're saying, you people are the chosen people, and you are rejecting God. You are committing spiritual adultery by worshiping the Baals and by worshiping the Ashtoreth, these female wooden goddesses. Think Pachamama. They're accusing the people, saying, you are breaking the covenant. God doesn't break the covenant. God is faithful. God is ever true. It's the people who are rejecting their husband. This is why Isaiah and Hosea and others talk about this as adultery. The people of God, the chosen people, are committing adultery by going after Baals, false gods, and not the one true God, Yahweh. So it's the breaking of covenant is by people, not of God. And when God sends his Messiah, the way, the truth, and the life, and he performs countless miracles. He walks on water. He multiplies bread. He raises a dead man. And most of all, he rises on the third day to manifest his divinity and his claim and his title to the Messiah. And then that is rejected. The breaking of the covenant is not done by God. The breaking of the covenant is done by individual persons who make a moral decision regarding theology and regarding the person and the work and the witness of a man named Jesus of Nazareth. That just is what it is. Now, are there people who are neo-Nazis? Yes, their condemnation is just. But when we say Christ is King, just because someone says that and maybe says some pejorative or something like that, you can't take those isolated events and then say that now applies to the majority of 2 billion Christians on earth. Do you see how unfair that is? That would be like taking the most offensive thing that a few rabbis say, and there are some right now going on, and saying, you see, this is how all rabbis talk. You see how there's a problem with that? And by the way, this objection to identifying Christ as king is not new. It goes back a long time. In fact, we read it in the Bible. John chapter 19, verse 21. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pontius Pilate, write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews. And Pontius Pilate wrote, I've written what I've written. You see, going all the way back, the Pharisees, the scribes, the enemies of Jesus Christ wanted to deny that he was the king. They might be offended by it, but it's not an attack on them personally. And this is really the problem in our public discourse in America and in the West. If I disagree with you on facts, therefore that means I hate you, which is not the case. There are things that I disagree with my best friends on, and yet we hang out every week. We love each other. We would do anything to help one another. There are things, believe it or not, that even my wife, Joy, and I disagree on. We love each other. We're in marriage. We're raising a family together. There are things that I disagree with even my kids or some of the best priests I know. There are micro disagreements. We're friends. We care for each other. This idea that if I don't agree with the way you see reality, I hate you, is a tool of manipulation to cancel other people. And it's very dangerous. And the fact that we are now seeing it from conservative voices. By the way, I thought Andrew Klavan there was very well spoken. I think he did a good job, except for this, except for saying that it's a dog whistle, because you're giving ammunition to the pagan culture to cancel Christians. And you're assuming that because there's some neo-Nazis using a certain phrase, that you're now going to take that and impute those meanings to everyone else, like myself, my wife, and my children, that we're somehow using a dog whistle when we say the basic fundamental belief of Christianity that Christ is our king. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You can't do that. It's dangerous. I'm going to take a couple comments and questions. Before I do, make sure you are subscribed to the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. We are barreling towards 1 million subscribers. And there's already, if you add them all up, Twitter and Rumble and all that's already there, but moving towards that. So thanks everybody for subscribing. And also remember, if you want to take online courses, especially if you want to learn about the traditional Latin Mass, go to NSTI.com, New St. Thomas Institute. I'd be very happy to be your teacher and your professor. And if you're trying to move to a different part of the country, I'd encourage you to go to realestateforlife.org. They share your convictions and they know how to sell your house where you are and move to a place in the country that's perhaps more conservative, more Christian, more Catholic, has Catholic schools, Latin masses, everything you're looking for. I trust realestateforlife.org. And when you go over there, make sure you tell them that you heard about it at the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. Let's move into your comments and into your questions. A lot of people on here, a lot of people fired up, which you should be. You should be. Will CR says, when did we become so weak? It's crazy. We can't disagree. Exactly. I have friends who are Jewish. I expect that if they say, I don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, that I'm not going to say, you hate me, you hate Christians. Or if I say Christ is the king, Christ is the Messiah, that he says, you hate me, that's a dog whistle, you're a neo-Nazi. No. No. I think Andrew Klavan is an Episcopalian. I was wondering about that because he said a priest baptized him, so I wasn't sure if he was Catholic or what, but Episcopalian, that kind of makes sense. We got a super chat here. He is the Lord of Lords. Yes, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There, you see, the thing about Roman, ancient Roman paganism, Hinduism, Greek paganism, Scandinavian paganism, there's a pantheon of gods. You know, in Scandinavia, you got Loki, Thor, Odin, Freya, all these, right? And they're all working together. You know, it's like a Marvel movie. In, you know, the Greek pantheon, you got Zeus and Hera and, you know, the whole gang, 12 Olympians. It's a Marvel movie, right? And they're all working. They fight each other, you know? Ares is fighting this group. And, you know, read the Iliad and the Odyssey. The gods are fighting each other and raping each other and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Christianity, different. There's one God. And Psalm 95:5 says, the gods, lowercase g, the gods of the Gentiles, of the nations, are demons, are devils. You see, there is no pantheon of gods and demigods when it comes to the Christian. There is the most holy Trinity, one God, three persons, homoousia, one substance, same substance, one divine essence, three divine persons. Not a contradiction, because we don't say three essences and one essence. That's a contradiction. We don't say one person and three persons. That's a contradiction. We say one essence, one substance, and three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And this means that the early Christians could only accept the one true God. So when the Romans came to them and said, hey, we need you to say that the Caesar, the king, the emperor of the Roman people, is also a demigod. You know, just here's one grain of incense. It's as big as a pea. We need you to drop it into the censer and burn one grain of incense in front of the idol of Caesar. Just one. No big deal. You know, if you're going to be part of the Roman game, you got to play the Roman sacrifice. And the Christians would say no. They would say Kaiser Kurios. That's Greek for Caesar is Lord. And they would say Christos Kurios. Christ is Kurios. Christ is Lord. Just say one time Kaiser Kurios. They said no. We will say Christos Kurios. Christ is Lord and Christ alone is Lord, period. It's an exclusive religion. I can't have a crucifix, one right there. I can't have a crucifix and a statue of Zeus together. Doesn't work. I can't have Jesus and Shiva from Hinduism. Or the elephant head god, Ganesh. I can't have Jesus and Ganesh. It'd look weird, wouldn't it? Can't have that. There is only one God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the New Testament is very clear. If you don't have the Son, this is in 1 John, 1 Epistle of John. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. It's a package deal because it's one God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When you're baptized, you're not just baptized generically into God. You are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the manifestation, the revelation, the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. Before he ascends to the right hand of the Father, he tells the apostles, go into all nations, teaching them all that I've commanded you and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This is Christianity. This is why Christ is king. He alone is king. And if someone is offended by it, they're a rabbi and they're offended by it, tough. We are not going to change our theology to accommodate the feelings of people in other religions. We never have. As a matter of fact, when you go to a Christian, if you look at the Catholic martyrs of the early church and you say, I want you to accept this tenet of our religion, Caesar is God, you know, worship Juno, worship these Hindu gods, or we're going to kill you. The answer of the Christian is, I will die as a martyr for Jesus Christ. I will, not only will I compromise in a little way, I would rather just entirely sacrifice my life on the cross of Christ and be with him than even to budge one centimeter for your false agenda. So if you look at historically, it's not Christians trying to be neo-Nazis over other people. If you look at history, it's Christians are so serious about it, they'll just say, yeah, cut my head off. Crucify me upside down, like Bartholomew. Skin me alive. Christ is king. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be embarrassed by it. Christ is king. We are coming up on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. Worship Christ as king. He is loving. He is merciful. He has a place and a plan for you. And until next time, remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.